This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Well, yes, it's nice to talk to you, but our subject matter is not getting any more pleasant week after week. I remember when we had some fun and nice things to talk about. Really not easy at all. Attempts to stage anti-Israel march at the Sydney Harbour.
Yes, I'll do my best to come up with more.
No, it is what it is.
Sadly, it is what it is. So the Sydney Harbour Bridge is probably the most iconic structure in this country. There's the Opera House, of course, and the Sydney Harbour Bridge. They would rank as the two most iconic structures in this country. And every day, approximately 250,000 people cross the Harbour Bridge, motorists, cyclists, pedestrians, and runners. And so now there's a group calling themselves the Palestine Action Group, have announced they are requesting permission to stage what they call a March for Humanity across the Sydney Harbour Bridge against, quote-unquote, the horrific suffering in Gaza. Now, that would bring the Sydney Harbour Bridge to a halt. And as I say, it bridges north and south of Sydney. And like I say, about over 250,000 people using it every day. They are wanting to do this coming Sunday. So the numbers would obviously be slightly less because it's not a working day. But nevertheless, certainly tens of thousands would use it on a Sunday as well. So the Premier of the state, who has been a very outspoken supporter of the community since October 7, has said that he will not allow this march to take place to cause chaos for the city of Sydney, which is a city of 6-7 million people. He won't allow chaos to happen, and there are many venues where this group is welcome to go and hold their protest, etc., etc. He says that unplanned disruption risks significant inconvenience, public safety concerns. We cannot allow Sydney to descend into chaos. Now, the Palestine Action Group is saying, well, it's arguing the point. He says it makes a statement to the world if we do use the Harbour Bridge. And they are also playing quite a cute game there. They are saying, well, if this is chaotic just because it's only 1 week notice, okay, Premier, what if we do it the following week? It looks like it's going to head to the courts. That's where it seems to be heading from both sides, actually, where the police are saying, we will go to court. We want to go to court to get court permission to stop this. And the Palestine Action Group is saying the same thing, that we want to go to court to get permission for this to go through. So that's where we are right now, which sounds like a deadlock. And it remains to be seen. So we're talking about this coming Sunday, August 3. And obviously, I will let you know what happens.
So they actually are trying it for this week. Is this the week following one or the first week that that they tried?
They are wanting to do it for this coming Sunday.
Okay.
And it's important to mention, and they are using this as part of their argument, that the bridge has been closed a couple of times before, specifically in March 2023, so 6 months before October 7, there was a World Pride March across the bridge. The bridge was closed so people could walk. It was also closed, it was also closed for the filming of a Ryan Gosling film called The Fall Guy. And 25 years ago, in the year 2000, there was a walk where 250,000 people walked over the bridge. It was called A Walk for Reconciliation, with Indigenous Australians. So it has been closed three times.
Yes, but I mean, none of those have resulted in intimidation and abuse of any of Australia's communities. Surely the history of violence, racism, anti-Semitism that has been prevalent at all of these events is relevant.
Well, that's a very fair point. In addition to which, there is, as the Premier says, it will cause chaos for the city, for tens of thousands of people, if not more. And there are many venues where they can hold this particular protest.
Right.
So it's heading at a deadlock. It's all about this coming Sunday. So 3-4 days away. And I think it'll end
well,
up
we'll
in the courts.
Well, we'll certainly keep close to you on this one to hear what happens.
Indeed.
This terrible incident, Jewish children taunted with anti-Semitic slurs at public museum. What a horror this seems to have been.
An awful incident, and it just gives one the shivers even to contemplate it. 10 and 11-year-old children from Mount Scopus College, which is Melbourne's oldest Jewish school, and they visited a regular museum called the Melbourne Museum, and while they were there, there were students from another school, a government school, aged about 15, and they identified the kids as coming with their blazers, coming from a Jewish school, and began racially abusing them, calling them dirty Jews, free Hezbollah, free Palestine, etc. And this is to 10 and 11 year olds, which is just chilling. The school teacher who was accompanying the Jewish kids, the Mount Scopa kids, approached the teacher who was in charge of the government school kids about what is taking place. And according to one report, the teacher was in charge of the government school students said, "This is just political commentary, etc." and did nothing to intervene. And so the education minister has spoken out strongly, said this is unacceptable, this is hate has no place in the state, our strength is our diversity, etc., etc. And the principal of Mount Scopus College has now reached out to the school, the government school, to speak to them about what took place.
Wow.
But it's just awful. 10 and 11-year-old children to be subjected to this is just horrendous.
That is, unfortunately, I did want to discuss the next one more topic, but we are out of time. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. He brings us the latest from Australia every Tuesday morning at this time.